now, the latest on a crisis in the Gulf with Rich Jones, AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.
Good morning. It's 6:54, 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock on this Thursday, July 8th. Thanks for joining us on Jacksonville's Morning News. About 70 downtown, 71 at the beaches. Sunny again today and a high near 96. Updating the crisis in the Gulf. Got a couple of things we're watching. First, a tropical depression that's spinning off the coast of Mexico may be on a collision course for South Texas by tonight as a tropical storm. New questions about what that could mean at the Deepwater Horizon site, whether or not we'd see more chop and bring those skimmers back in. Let's turn to AP reporter Bill Fuller, who's in New Orleans. Bill, good morning. Is there concern that they may have to slow down and even maybe stop the containment efforts for a little while?
Well, there is good news to report this morning. This tropical depression, which possibly could be a tropical storm before it hits the South Texas, Mexico area, is not really going to have much of an effect here in this part of Louisiana. Maybe further to the west, over around Lake Charles, the Texas Beaumont Port Arthur area. Yes, it's not a big storm. It's poorly organized, so it's not having too much of an effect. I checked the marine forecast this morning. Seas are still running pretty high out around the spill site, 5 to 7 feet. By this afternoon, though, they drop off 3 to 4 feet. By tomorrow, down to 2 feet. The skimmers and the boats that go out and suck up the oil have been in port since Alex because of the high seas, but there is a good possibility that late this afternoon or for sure tomorrow the skimmers can return to work.
We've been following this court fight over the moratorium. I understand another court hearing is going on today. Are we going to be any closer to a final decision by the time tomorrow hits?
Well, it'll just be, a three-judge federal panel at the Fifth Circuit will hear arguments later today on whether to delay the judge's decision to overturn the six-month moratorium. The Justice Department is in court today. Just to give you a quick background, some service companies in Louisiana went to court, federal court, filed a lawsuit. A federal judge overturned the Obama administration's their drilling ban. Then the government stepped in, said that they were appealing. So everything has been kind of put on hold. The government is not issuing any new deep water project permits, and they suspended operations on 33 exploratory wells. But it's costing a lot of money. These companies that run boats back and forth to these drilling sites in the Gulf of Mexico are losing money every day, and that's why they want to get the drilling started up again.
Bill, thanks for checking in this morning. Appreciate it.
All right.
AP reporter Bill Fuller in New Orleans, continuing coverage of the crisis in the Gulf on Jacksonville's Morning News. It's 6:57 now. Weather and traffic every 10 minutes on the 7s. AccuWeather's Matt Keefe says sunny, hot today, high near 96.